Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart. I help Gearhart Law with their marketing, and I run a podcast and content creation studio and provide podcast consulting.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
So now it's time for our interview with Caroline Winnett. She runs one of the most powerful startup accelerators on the planet, Berkeley Skydeck, where world-changing ideas either take off or crash under the weight of reality. She's helping entrepreneurs chase moonshots with UC Berkeley's full firepower, and she's not afraid to challenge the Silicon Valley status quo. If you think innovation only happens in the Valley, Caroline's here to prove you wrong. Caroline, what does make for a good entrepreneur?
I love that question because I can answer it both for myself as an entrepreneur and the, at this point, thousands of founders that I've seen. If you don't have a burning, I mean, on flame burning desire, will to build your business, it's just too hard. You know, you won't break those barriers. You won't break those rules. You won't essentially do what a founder needs to do. A founder is like, I mean, we've got some sales solutions here. A founder is, in a way, 100% of the time a salesperson, and you are trying to get people to commit to your cause. And those people are either your early employees, come join my mission, it's really important, I'm really committed, it's going to be great. Your investors, please invest in my mission, you'll get your money back, and more so. And then your customers, use my product, it's amazing, it's fantastic, give up this product that you've been using for 30 years and is completely embedded in your giant organization and you can't change. So that's basically what a founder does all day, right? So of course, you have to build something people want, you have to have the technical skills, all of that is true. But I think it's important to realize that founders are essentially out there convincing the world to join their cause and then build something legitimate, of course. You know,
but that's really interesting that you would say that, because a lot of people talk about passion, and you brought that up. But for a founder, the passion has to be manifested in their ability to persuade people that what they're doing is worthwhile. So you don't often hear that extra element tossed in there. You may be passionate about your project, but if you can't communicate that the right way to the right audience, to the right people, then it's going to be a tough road to go. Do you think that a founder can, if that's not a strength, do you think that a founder can sort of find somebody who does that well and then rely on them? Or do you think it has to come from the founder?
At the early stage, it has to come from the founder. And they don't have to be, you know, Martin Luther King of public speaking, but they have to be able to communicate well enough to those three audiences that, you know, come join my cause. I will say I've seen lots of founders, and this is something, you know, we admit founders at a very early stage at Skydeck, and sometimes they come and they really aren't very articulate. But there's a bit of an art to knowing, is there something really there? Are the elements there? Is the talent and determination there? And we just have to help that founder better articulate their vision. And we do a lot of that. I personally do a lot of that when we get towards investor pitching and demo day pitching, to help them craft something that people really get excited about in terms of a narrative and a story.
That is so important. I think they need to be on media too, eventually, right?
Yeah, of course.
It sounds to me like you're really looking for visionaries.
Yes. A great founder is a visionary in that they see something that doesn't exist and they're absolutely determined to bring it into reality. And we often help them make that vision even bigger.
That's awesome. I just had a question for you about your fund and your accelerator. What types of projects do you take? Do you take consumer products and tech and life sciences, the whole ball of wax, or do you focus?
One gigantic ball of wax. Every startup in every industry, and we can do that because we have the resources and the expertise of UC Berkeley backing us. So whatever the product is, whatever the expertise that the founder may need, it's at Berkeley. Maybe won a Nobel Prize. We just got one in physics a couple of days ago, and today we're going to in chemistry. So we can support any industry.
That's unusual too, I think, these days, because I think a lot of accelerators are focused, a lot of them on tech. Are you seeing a change in funding depending on the types of project? Like, is more of the funding going to AI projects now, or is it still across the board?
Certainly the AI fermency is underway. No question about it. Does that mean money flows easily? Absolutely not. But is there funding for agents, for companies building interesting models, for companies who have some unique insight that they can build something for? Yes. And a lot of our portfolio is AI, is agentic AI in particular, and that will continue for a while for sure. But we have seen really good funding results for our really deep tech companies. So we have a nice portfolio of companies building chips, semiconductors, sensors. They're doing very, very well. We have a number of life science companies in our portfolio, and we have quantum. I would say we take in the industry, but we really can support in a unique way because of Berkeley, very deep tech companies who need extremely specialized expertise in everything from quantum to robots to hardware to chips, et cetera.
So we're here with Caroline Winnett, the powerhouse executive director of the Berkeley Skydeck.
Can you tell us a story about one of your favorite startups?
Yeah, well, I just mentioned one. We're just talking about quantum. So we take startups who are both from Berkeley, from our labs, and from around the world. And one of the ways that we serve society is what Berkeley does in general, right? The university attracts great talent from around the world. They come to Berkeley, they join our network, they go out and they do wonderful things. We do that with founders. We had a founder come from Japan, graduates of the University of Tokyo, plus faculty from the University of Tokyo, that are working on a quantum solution to break the code for lost Bitcoin wallets.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Wow. Could you explain a little bit what quantum is?
Yeah. So quantum is just basically the next phase of computing that hasn't really been proven out yet. There's a lot of work around it, especially at Berkeley. We just launched a quantum center. The governor came and signed some legislation. We're all very excited about it. And it will enable a power level of computing that's unimaginable right now. I won't explain the technology. I'll just get to the application, which is if you want to unlock a lost Bitcoin wallet right now with current computing resources, it will take hundreds of years. But if we can develop the quantum resources, all of a sudden that time frame becomes human time frame, and then something like $100 billion of Bitcoin is stuck because people wrote down their keys and then
they didn't put it in their password file.
Right. There's some guy, like, he was like one of the first ones we heard about a few years ago, like 5 or 6 years ago. He had something like $500,000 and he forgot his password. Remember that case?
Yeah,
I just use the same password for everything. So I wouldn't lose mine. But anyway, no, that is an amazing innovation. And I hope they use it for more than finding lost passwords, right? I mean, this technology has other applications too.
100%. And at Berkeley, what is our charter at UC Berkeley? Teaching, research, right? And public service. So at Skydeck, we're looking for solutions to come to Skydeck, benefit from the resources of Berkeley, and then bring these great solutions to change the world. And we have lots of solutions that have come from campus. I'll tell you one, they haven't been through our program because they're just blasting out. But because today there was a Nobel Prize announced for a Berkeley faculty professor of chemistry named Omar Yaghi, very nice guy, great researcher, great personal story of coming to this country by himself for high school and working his way up to be a top researcher. Anyway, he's developed a new form of chemistry, and they are pursuing that as a solution. And let me tell you what you can find somewhere if you Google it on the internet. Omar and his team in Death Valley, pulling water out of the air. In Death Valley.
They'll have to rename it to No Death Valley.
I love that because, yeah, I mean, that could do all sorts of different things. You could pull toxic chemicals out of the air, right? I mean, the sky's the limit with that kind of research.
Absolutely. So we have to take a commercial break. We'll be back with Caroline Winnett, Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gerhardt. Don't forget to experience more Passage to Profit by subscribing to us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube, or subscribe to our podcast anywhere you get your podcasts. Just look for the Passage to Profit show on any of these platforms. And coming up, we have intellectual property news and the ever-popular Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. We'll be back right after this.
Attention investors. This is a simple commercial on the investment value of gold. Gold continues to make new highs. In good markets and in bad markets, you need to have your portfolio balanced with gold. Learn about owning physical gold or getting a gold-backed IRA. Make this simple call right now.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
Sponsored by Reagan Gold. We're offering a 100% risk-free gold guide. Gold continues to make new highs. And unlike stocks, gold has never been worth zero. You owe it to your nest egg and future to own some physical gold or set up a gold-backed IRA. Call right now for your free report.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
Sponsored by Reagan Gold.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-577-4742. 800-577-4742. 800-577-4742. That's 800-577-4742.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And our special guest, Caroline Winnett. She is the powerhouse executive director of Berkeley Skydeck. They're the ones investing in all the futuristic programs that are science fiction today and real life tomorrow.
Yeah, I really love all of the exciting technologies that Carolyn has been talking about. I mean, this is like really super high level stuff at the tip of the spear when it comes to innovation.
Yes, the forefront of innovation. I do want to ask Caroline, we're recording this in October 2025. I do want to ask her, where do you see investment going in 2026, innovation going in 2026? What's kind of your overall look at the landscape?
So we think about that all the time. We're a university, but we partner with a fund. And of course, we want our startups to be funded. That's how they become moonshots. So I'll say, in one sense, it's kind of gotten back to normal. So we had the giant froth before the pandemic. Then we had the pandemic. Then everybody kind of freaked out, and now we're back to kind of the normal. It's really hard to fundraise. That said, and also there's a macro environment where fund managers are really worried about their dry powder, their capital, right? So they're being very cautious because they're not sure what's going to go on globally. And a number of funds that thought they could raise a fund one or a fund two can't. So the funders themselves have their own challenges of pitching their own funds to investors. And you've probably all heard there's so much. If you look at the absolute numbers of venture capital, they're pretty high. But it's because you got $100 billion here, you got OpenAI, you've got the gigantic startups sucking up a lot of that capital. So what does that mean sort of for everybody else? It's always been true that at the growth stage, investors want to see traction. That's what they want to see. But I'm not interested in just your great vision. I need to see some customers. I say that's trickling down to lower stages at this point. So investors are starting to ask more about traction than they did at the early stage. They're asking for more traction at Series A. So that's a change. And then I would say there is, as we talked about earlier, definitely lots of opportunity. If you've got a real crackerjack team of sharp builders who can code and build really, really fast, and they've got an interesting insight to use LLMs for some industry problem, et cetera, those are interesting. Those are interesting to investors. They're getting funded. And then we love hard tech at Skydeck. So we see some nice, I would say, it's just starting investment around robots. which is nice. We're hoping to see more of that. We've had several robots in our portfolio. Life science is still tough. It's been a really difficult time the past few years for life science investments. Getting those products to market has been particularly hard. But overall, it's tough, but there's opportunity. But the general cloud of the global economic situation, the situation that we all are familiar with, is making the LPs, the people who invest in funds, more nervous.
So what do we say to maybe companies that have more modest technologies and maybe more modest aspirations? Are funds available for them, even if it's not like going to have the big $1 billion payout? What can somebody who's in that position who wants to raise money do if maybe they're not so focused on AI, but maybe a simpler product?
It depends on the stage of the fund. So the big funds, the big, fat, gigantic, multi-billion-dollar funds, are only interested in the massive unicorn, depicorn exits. The smaller funds will take a 3x, 4x exit. In other words, you don't have to go and, you know, blow up and be the next Salesforce. So it depends on the fund size, I would say, and depends a lot on the industry. So medical devices, life science versus enterprise software will impact that. I would say that no matter what stage you're at, if you can't show an interesting target market, and by interesting, I mean at least a few hundred million as your initial target market, generally across the board, a little bit different for the hardcore life science, et cetera, and maybe some of the semiconductors. But if you can't show an interesting market, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, that makes sense. So for those entrepreneurs who are out there beating the bushes for funding, what advice do you have for them?
There's a benefit and disadvantage of kind of the climate right now. There's so much information. There's so many resources. You can start and incorporate an interesting company in about 5 seconds, right, using online tools. You can jump into all of the various models and do market research. And there's lots of founder meetups to meet your co-founders. Obviously, where you are makes a big difference. So if you're in Silicon Valley, and by the way, Silicon Valley has kind of spread, right? It's not just really around that South Bay circle anymore. Berkeley is considered to be in Silicon Valley now. And Skydeck Berkeley, you know, we're right in Berkeley, of course, is now on the Silicon Valley tour. We get requests all the time.
That's the ultimate test, by the way.
That's awesome. So there are a lot of funds out there, right? Could an entrepreneur type in to, say, one of the LLMs, whichever one they prefer? I like Perplexity the best myself, but could they type in, this is everything I have. Is there a fund that I should apply to that could possibly be a good match to me, and have it go look for a fund for them? Would that work? Is there enough about the funds online that Perplexity would have something to draw from?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's all the fund websites have some information. They've got the portfolio, something about their investment thesis.
One of the things that comes up every once in a while is introductions to funds, warm introductions, meaning that somebody knows somebody, versus just kind of sending them an email, introducing yourself. Here's my non-confidential deck. Any sense about, I guess that the warm introduction is always going to be a little bit better, but that doesn't mean that you can't just approach them directly.
You can, and every investor with a giant portfolio will give you the story about the founder who sent them a cold email and they end up investing and, you know, went public and all that stuff. But obviously the warm introductions are the best. What investors really pay attention to in terms of a warm introduction is from one of their portfolio company founders. So if they get a warm introduction from someone they've invested in, hey, you should talk to this person, I know them. That is the warmest introduction that a founder can get.
That kind of sounds like what Braden's doing a little bit. But we'll get to that pretty soon.
So we're with Caroline Winnett, the powerhouse executive director of the Berkeley Skydeck. An amazing discussion. How can people find you if they want to reach out?
Skydeck.berkeley.edu. We're a Berkeley program, so of course we have that beautiful .edu website. That's how you can find us. If you just type in Berkeley Skydeck, you'll find us. If you type in Skydeck, you'll find us too. We're a part of a public university. We love sharing our learnings, especially with other universities. And applications open for our batches twice a year in February and in August. And we welcome founders of anywhere. Doesn't matter where they went to school. Doesn't matter what industry, Just if you have a burning desire to build something, please apply to our program.
And I would encourage our listeners who are looking for that kind of support to check into SkyDeck. It's really a phenomenal organization, not just in terms of funding, but in terms of advice and support. And if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere, I guess. So Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the U.S. and one international market. We recently had a station in Guam join us as an affiliate.
In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.